This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, tech gadgets for dads and grads, plus how to save bees and the environment when we're visited by the pollinator queen. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom.
Captives of Google's technology completely at the internet giant's mercy? That's how a consumer group is describing those driverless cars that you like so much, Phil. Those ones without the controls. We'll have that story.
Ooh, it's the one and only Jay Campadonia.
17-year-old in Connecticut is attacked for taking pictures, but it's how he was taking the pictures that the attacker got angry at.
And it's the only and the other, Chris Martin.
Phil, the robot revolution continues.
That's all coming up and a whole lot more. Let's get started with you, Jennifer Bjorklund. Thank you very much. Yes, I want my driverless car. I want a nap on the way to work. But what's happening?
You know, they're so scary. Oh, you know what? This actually ties into a thing my husband was reading the other day about those self-parking cars in one of his car magazines. Apparently, they're parking so well that people are having trouble getting back out of them because they don't self-unpark. They park you so tight. I know.
I love
so
that.
So when we don't have control, there are problems that we don't predict. And now there's a consumer group that wants the California DMV to slow Google's rush to get those driverless cars on the road. Consumer Watchdog sent a letter to the DMV director here in California. The new regulations for testing those cars, they're set to take effect September 16th with rules for the public expected by the first of the year. Now, Consumer Watchdog wants to put that off for 18 months, give them a little more time to do some testing, at least a year. That testing program, that's going to start this summer. A handful of those prototypes hitting the roads around Google's Mountain View headquarters. That's in Northern California, so stay away from there.
I was really thinking about plunking my name down on one of those waiting lists just to see what happens.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Why not?
Well, why?
Well,
you're a good driver. I mean, some people actually like to drive.
Yes, but you know what? I drive too much and I sleep too little.
There you go.
Okay. Well, you know what? You actually have a legitimate use for these cars. The first of the test cars, they will have the manual controls for the test drivers to override the car's autonomous driving systems. That's why it's, you know, the current California laws on the books. But the bulk of the fleet will be cars that drive on autopilot and have no steering wheel and no gas or brake pedal.
That makes you crazy, doesn't it?
I know. It scares me. I'm a control freak.
Well,
so, yeah, that's coming.
I still don't know how the driverless cars can work their way through all the other drivered cars, because those are the ones that are so unpredictable. People do things. They brake when they have a thought. They drift into lanes. They turn without looking into their mirrors. They do all these different things.
I don't mean to knock you down, Phil, but somebody much smarter than you figured that out.
I hope so.
I
guarantee it.
They are computers. These cars have every possible variation of anything and the most likely scenarios going down the line, and they do it a lot faster than we do when we're thinking or sleeping behind the wheel.
Just wait till they become self-aware. Then it's all over. Right?
Well, then they can make us pancakes on the way to work, too.
Sure. They'll keep us in the garage.
Oh, look, my driver's hungry.
Run the motor.
No,
here's
then
not let us
say,
out of the car.
What? Well, they'll say, no, you don't need any more pancakes. I'm going to make you a kale smoothie.
Oh, man.
It's a
dangerous world,
Jennifer.
My
load is heavier. The back seat is bottoming out.
Ejector button.
Just wait.
Yeah. It's a dangerous world, isn't it? And you know what? We got another jolt of reality today, yet another shooting, and it brings to mind what can you do to keep your kids safe in this day and age?
What can you? Because it seems like every parent is going to have to go through this at some point of their child's school career, where your school's evacuated or held up somehow, locked down. And again, this morning in Oregon, there was another school shooting. One student is dead. Another shooter is dead. And actually, while they were evacuating, they found another gun just randomly on another student who was also arrested.
Just
unrelated.
Random. A randomly armed student.
Exactly.
I wonder if there was supposed to be two. Can I go conspiracy theory?
It's possible.
If they were both going to like shoot it up like Columbine, and the one guy bailed,
said,
"You know what? Forget about it."
No, I don't. They said that this was most likely very much unrelated. You know, that there was not, that there was no
totally
correlation.
Random, huh?
Right, yeah. Which is scarier, actually. If you
but then
think
with
about
all the
it.
Shots fired and all the random mm-hmm. bullets that could be going through the neighborhood, and maybe your baby's asleep in the house, how do you keep your kids safe?
Right. Well, here's an idea. There's a company in Oklahoma that has created a protective blanket that could give kids a better chance of surviving debris. Originally, they thought for a tornado, because they came up with this idea after a massive tornado struck last year, the one that killed 24 people, including 7 kids inside an elementary school that didn't have a tornado shelter. So there was this company looking for, you know, other things. So they got this bodyguard blanket is what they're calling it. But as they were testing it, they discovered it's also bulletproof. So, you know, they took
awesome.
It to a firing range and they thought, hey, you know, we can market this thing. It's $1,000 per blanket, but the developers and others with the company say buying one per student would actually be less expensive than building tornado shelters for schools that don't have them. And,
wow.
you know, it holds up for bullets, too. It's been in production about 10 months. The team started marketing it about a week ago, dual-purpose blankets. Kind of sad you need it, but
that'll keep you safe.
It does the trick.
When you're asleep, unless you're sleeping and you have a jealous wife laying next to you.
This is such a great story. This happened in Montana. A woman kicking and smacking her boyfriend with a shotgun. She smacked him with the gun because he was saying bad things about her in his sleep.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. 24-year-old woman's facing a felony assault charge now. The boyfriend tells police the two were just sleeping. He wakes up to his girlfriend kicking him, telling him he was talking in his sleep and saying bad things about her. He said she also shot out his front tire and smashed his windshield when he tried to get away in his car. So, yeah, I'm wondering what he might have said about her and if it might not be true.
It probably is true.
Yeah, right?
All right. Yeah, I like that. Very good. All right, so yeah. we go from that ridiculous story there to ridiculous technology that's coming true in our lifetime.
Yes. So a 17-year-old out in Connecticut went to the beach. Evidently, it's a beautiful day, so he wants to use his new toy. It happens to be a drone. He wants to take pictures of the landscape, so he straps a camera to this thing. And, Phil, we've talked about this before on the show. It's one of those drones with the 4 helicopter blades on it. It's kind of square in shape, and it can hold a GoPro with no problem.
Okay.
GoPro camera. So he flies it 50 feet in the air. Well, a woman sitting nearby said, that can't happen. I don't want you taking pictures of me. Went over there and confronted the kid.
Oh, okay. Was she on the beach in her bathing suit?
She probably was. I don't see any pictures, and the story doesn't go into that. But maybe she didn't want people seeing her in her bathing suit. But here's the deal. So the drone's 50 feet in the air, and he's going, hey, I'm just taking pictures of the landscape. I'm not taking pictures of you. And she says, BS, you are taking pictures of me. Take it down or I'm calling the cops. Kid says, make me. Well, she did.
Oh.
She decides to dial 911 and then grabs the kid by his shirt. He tries to get away. The shirt rips. Then she proceeds to punch him in the face.
Now she's the problem.
Now she is the problem. So she is facing charges because when the cops showed up, the kid goes, hey, I'm just playing with my toy here. And this lady came over and punched me in the face.
You know what? Maybe he needs to take it one more step down the road of technology. Forget about the drone. Just get up. Robot for a pal.
Full,
right, Chris?
That's right. A full-blown robot. Researchers in Boston have created a first responder robot named Atlas. This thing is like something right out of a Terminator movie. It's part of a government-sponsored contest for the defense agency. And check this out. Atlas is 6'2" tall, 350 pounds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Of robot awesomeness.
Of robot metal and hydraulics. There's only 7 of these things in the world. So because it's hydraulically operated, this thing is very strong. It can lift heavy objects. They've gotten it to be able to walk very fast. And it's got this like glowing blue orb in the middle of its chest like Iron Man.
Awesome.
Make you feel real safe.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. We need to post this on our website, on the show fun page. I think I'll do that during the break. But what it needs is like a Kevlar skin on it, right?
Right.
Because you could see right through it. Well, you just see the superstructure, and then you get the, robot army.
Oh.
Right?
That'd be cool. I'm thinking boxing matches with these things,
if this is a
let's take over the world.
If this is a DARPA project, come on, you don't think they're thinking down that road?
You're probably right.
Of course. It's the Defense Department contracting this.
Yeah, it is the Defense Department contracting. And you're right. Right now, they look very skeletal. So it'll be curious to see how they end up putting a skin on it. But what they're developed to do is to walk into dangerous places that are not hospitable for human life. So now, actually, what they're doing...
like Fallujah?
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's what they brought up in the article, Jay. So now they're teaming up with guys over at UCLA and other areas to create a fireproof version for the Navy and for our fire department. So these guys can just walk into burning buildings or something that's just been blown up.
Yeah.
And go clear out spaces.
Right.
Okay, prediction. No. Before we have, a robot army, this is going to be the end of the NFL.
There's
good
no
prediction.
No more humans getting concussions. It's
going to
be
football.
All robot football. Yep.
Love it. Hey, what's the greatest duet of all time? You start thinking about that now. And how was a couple of college students able to turn a dorm room full of worms into $20 million? Those stories and a whole lot more next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. So glad you tuned in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We're on the air on this here station every weekday afternoon at 2. Tell your friends. Hey, we have a lot to talk about right now, and I also want to tell you a little later in the program, tech gifts for dads and grads, and also, have we really figured out what's killing all the honeybees? In fact, we have somebody who has made this her life's work and has some suggestions on how you can help improve the ecosystem out there and help bring the bees back. But we do have this story to talk about. A couple of college kids. Actually, they were dropouts ultimately, weren't they, Chris? They had an idea talking about the environment and recycling and all of that. And it starts with worms, doesn't it?
That's right, it does. This is a story that just might encourage you to drop out of college.
Oh, geez.
Owners of a fertilizer company have a goal to eliminate the world's waste. It's a company called TerraCycle, and it uses garbage and empty containers, candy wrappers, cigarette butts. They use all of that stuff to create fertilizer. How does he do it, you
How
ask?
How do they do it?
There you go. Worm poop.
Oh,
yeah.
Do worms eat all those things?
Worms do eat all that stuff, and they digest it. So here he is back at Princeton. Him and his roommate had fed leftover cafeteria food to a bunch of worms that they had. And
where were these worms again?
Well, they're in their room. I was going to get to that part, but they carried them in their – they had them in their room in buckets. So they're feeding these guys leftover cafeteria food. The waste that was created was known as a liquid compost, and it's an excellent fertilizer, they came to find out.
These boys were chick magnets, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He even stole my joke.
Oh, sorry.
No, quote, you're right, Phil. At one point, we had over 10,000 worms in buckets in our dorms.
Oh, gross, dude.
Yep.
That's got to be against the rules, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you can find that in certain neighborhoods in this town anyway. So, sure. I mean, it's what? Not that big of a deal.
Buckets of worms?
Yeah. Well, at least 10,000 worms.
Oh, sure. On their
Maybe
own.
Maybe not buckets.
Rogue
yeah.
worms.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, what have they done now?
So they knew the fertilizer was good. So they decided to drop out. Their entrepreneurial spirit kicked in. So they had no factory bottling system. They turned to local schools and asked them to send them their used soda bottles. 100,000 bottles later, The first product was made and packaged. They realized they had created a product that was made and packaged entirely from waste, received a big order from Home Depot, and now TerraCycle is a company with over $20 million in revenue.
How much?
$20 million in revenue off of worm poop. So that's the lesson here.
These guys are regular chick magnets, is what you're saying.
They are now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know the whole worm thing. I don't know how many people can stomach that sort of thing. But
Jay, you
have a story of something somebody stomached for several years.
That's very true. A guy in Bosnia had to get an ulcer worked on. So in 2003, he went to the doctor and he said, "You know, doc, I feel kind of funny after the surgery." "Oh, well, I'm sure it's just, you know, you're recovering and, you know, go home and don't drink coffee anymore." So he goes home 9 years later.
Yeah.
He finally could not take the pain anymore in his stomach. He said it was hurting. It didn't matter what he did. He couldn't sleep because of the pain. 9 years. I don't know why. I would have went back, I don't know, maybe a month. But 9 years later, he went back to the hospital. They took an X-ray, and they pulled a nearly 5-inch-long pair of scissors out of his stomach.
Wow.
Needless to say, he's filed a major lawsuit.
Can you imagine that? Like, because your stomach moves around a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, good thing is he lost weight because he says he couldn't eat.
Right. Probably couldn't do a lot of things.
Right. Can you imagine that, though? Just walking around and having 5-inch pair of scissors stuck in your stomach?
Uneven parallel bars? That would hurt.
Yeah.
What? He wasn't doing that, was he?
No, I don't think he was a gymnast at all.
All right. We move from that. Jay, you have one more story that involves stomach, but in this case, it's not a man. It's kind of the other way around, but it has to do with a rather large animal.
It does. So, this crocodile in Australia.
Yeah.
Let me back up here. So, the guy goes fishing with his family in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Well, he disappears. The family told police that they heard a lot of splashing going around, right?
Uh-oh.
Well, they found what are thought to believe his remains on the edge of the boat. Apparently, he went to go, like, dump a bucket of chum over, and it appears that a crocodile snatched him from the boat.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, well, they couldn't really determine what exactly it was because it was literally just bits and pieces of the guy.
Yuck.
So officials went out there, and they started, and they're in this highly remote area. It's about 3 hours from civilization out in the middle of nowhere out there in Australia, and they found, basically, a 16-foot gator. A monster.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dinosaur.
That's huge.
Right? So they killed two of the crocodiles.
Yeah.
And the 16-foot had what police believe are human remains from the guy out there dumping the bucket of chum.
And 16-foot croc, it doesn't care what it eats. When it's hungry, it just chomps.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I cannot. But I can because it happened. And it came from you, Jay, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
Rolling Stone surveyed their readers to come up with a list of the 10 greatest duets of all time. I gave you some time to think about it, and we have some of them here. We're going to run through some of them. I'm going to start right in the middle of the pack, and this one you might remember from 1976. That's Elton John and Kiki Dee, "Don't Go Breaking My Heart." Do you remember that one?
Ugh,
yeah.
I do.
And then there's this one from 1967, which actually wasn't huge. It was made bigger by somebody else later.
That's the stuff right there.
Yeah. Now, that's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. It was a big hit in 67, but Diana Ross made it an even bigger hit later. And you know what? This is the karaoke song right here that everybody sings. At least your mom and dad does.
Oh, boy. Look at Chris Wayne in the studio.
Yeah.
You're such a chick.
Sonny and Cher. But that's only number 9 on the list.
I like all of these.
Number 10, we're not going to play this one for you. Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, Girl from the North Country. Number 7 in there was Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. The Marvin Gaye was 6. Elton John, Kiki Dee was 5. Here's the number 2 track right here. So you had
a little trouble in jail. Right on. Now you're keeping some demon down.
Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty on that chart buster right there. There's another Stevie Nicks duet with Don Henley, Leather and Lace. Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush was number four, Don't Give Up. The number one song was Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure. We don't have to play that one because you're probably humming it now that I just said it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you.
And as poppy as all of those were, the only kind of edgy, cool song on the top 10 list is this one here, performed by Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can you see this? This is a first dance at weddings everywhere, isn't it? The dude from Soundgarden and the dude from Pearl Jam doing Hunger Strike. That's a 1991 duet. You don't think of a couple of guys with the duet thing, do you?
No, that took me right back to sixth grade. I loved that song.
Sixth grade? Man, you are young.
Well, thank you.
I think I'm as old as Eddie Vedder. Maybe I'm older than him.
Yeah, I think so. By about 20-some-odd years.
Come on.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, you just have this vision of rock stars that is, I don't know, you're looking through rockstar colored glasses.
I might have to pitch this as the first dance, though. I like that. That's a good idea.
Going hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got married a little too soon, did you?
I just get beat.
Yeah, by father. In fact, Father's Day is coming up Sunday. Dads love the tech, but before you buy the wrong gadget for father, you need to hear from our next guest right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. The weekday variety talk show with the stories behind the stories right here on KFWB News Talk 980. And, of course, the story this weekend is Father's Day. How can you focus on anything other than Dad right now? You should be thinking about what kind of a gift you're going to pick up for Dad. I'm saying this because I'm a dad. All right, fine. My daughters don't listen to this program, but they should. Joining us now is Gina Lee Tank. She's a tech expert, influencer, mom. You've read her in the Huffington Post, Mashable, among other sources for stories about tech. She knows her stuff, and she's on with us right now. Gina, hi. Thank you very much.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. Even better now that you're on with the program.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. I guess we should keep grads in mind, too, during this conversation, because the calendar always aligns in that way. But let's start with the most popular tech items. What should we be shopping for?
Well, you know, music is really top of mind as a great tech gadget and gift for dads and grads. And one product that I wanted to talk about is from Harman Audio. So they have a portable wireless speaker called the JBL Charge, and it's really not much bigger than a soda can. It has incredible sound quality, which is amazing considering how small and compact this speaker is.
So you're in the garage or in the woodshed, and you've got your phone, and it does it Bluetooth? You just stick that little wireless speaker?
Exactly. So it connects via Bluetooth to any mobile device that offers Bluetooth syncing. So it's an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, and it will wirelessly stream any kind of music, a music app, whether you use Spotify or Pandora or just a playlist that you have on your iPhone. It wirelessly streams it. And it has, again, it has really amazing sound quality for something so small.
Or you could listen to this program on demand at philhewlettandfriends.com.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks
right.
a lot,
After
Gina.
After the fact. See, thanks, Gina. Always happy to know that you're in tune to things that we're doing here on the program.
And, you know, it comes with a 12-hour battery. So that means it's really going to last through any outdoor barbecue or party that you have, but as the charge name dictates,
you have obviously never been to one of my barbecues.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say, hey, that'll completely outlast the amount of time it takes for the IKEA assembly. All right, so shopping in a store is so 2005, right? I mean, should everybody be shopping online for their tech these days?
Well, it depends on what kind of tech it is. I mean, I personally do probably about 90% of my shopping online.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's easy. It's easier. And with the reviews online now, and if you know what you want, I mean, why not? It comes to your door in a couple of days. It just makes life easier.
And returns are easy.
Right. Right.
So,
absolutely.
But if you do have to go inside a store and be touchy-feely and all of that, just about any store these days has the tech that you need for dad, right?
Pretty much. Again, it depends on what you're looking at, but major retailers, yes, carry such a huge variety of tech gadgets and gifts for any dad or grad. So, yeah.
What kind of price range was that Harman Audio JBL portable speaker thing? What kind of change did we drop for that?
It's a very affordable price point compared to other wireless speakers on the market. It's usually $149, but it's actually on sale right now for $135.
$135. That's not bad. Okay, so let's say we had $400 or $500. We really wanted to go, you know, to the bank for dad on this one, in the upper ranges. Start at $500 and say, okay, here's something really nice. This is the big Father's Day, and we're going to pool our money, we three kids.
That's pretty generous.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you better be a good dad for $500.
You know, that behind-the-counter fast food money adds up, and, you know, every yeah. 3-4 months you got enough money to buy something, a tank of gas maybe. Anyway, so tell me, a little extra cash for a nice gift. What do you say?
Well, it depends. Gosh, I would first focus on what the dad in particular has an interest in.
Computers or
right.
headphones?
And I would say, you really can't go wrong with a tablet. And if you throw in an accessory like this wireless speaker, you can also throw in some headphones. So JBL also has a great pair of headphones coming out actually next week called the JBL Synchros E40 BT. I know that's a mouthful.
Oh, yeah, but it sounds so awesomely techy, doesn't it?
Yes, so these are wireless headphones. Everything is going wireless now. These are wireless Bluetooth, again, Bluetooth-enabled headphones, so they work with any kind of tablet or phone, and there's just no tangled wires to deal with anymore. And what's cool about these is they offer something called ShareMe technology, which means that two people can sync the headphones together and listen to the same thing at the same time.
Oh, now that's cool. Like if you're traveling, like in an airplane or something, that's awesome.
Or if it's
even better for the dads, if you throw them on the kids in the back seat, you can actually have a conversation in the front with your parents.
That's right. Give dad some peace of mind Father's Day. All right.
Yeah.
So short of going to the dollar store and picking up one of those dollar tech items that they have on the shelf there, if somebody
don't knock them, Phil.
Somebody's on a tight budget, something meaningful, give us an idea in the $20 to $50 range.
Something meaningful. Well, another product, it's actually a service that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And this is really on the practical end of things. So home improvement and home management, it's on the list of to-dos every single weekend. And it's just that never-ending list of chores that doesn't ever seem to go away. And I know changing the air filters is probably not something that any of us think to do on a regular basis.
Nope.
But cleanerfilters.com is actually, they call themselves the Netflix of air filters because they send you every 90 days or actually any amount of time that you designate. But they recommend every 90 days, they send you clean air filters to your door. So you completely take the guesswork out of, oh, when did I change that filter? When should I change that filter? They actually sent me a filter that hadn't been changed in only 90 days. And it was so yucky. It was
This is genius because you didn't add the extra question. When did I forget to remember to change the filter?
Right. And if you think about, I don't know what it's like in LA with allergy season, but on the East Coast, it has been horrific.
It's great out here.
This spring. Oh, lucky. Lucky you.
Yeah.
But we just have this film of yellow pollen on everything, every single day. It's been a really tough season for pollen. So again, another reason, once the AC starts kicking in, another reason, and it's a great reminder to change those air filters. And again, it's a very practical gift, but it gives the gift of time, and you have cleaner air in your home.
Gina Lee Tank, thank you. And we know you have a lot of great tips on your website. It's GinaGetsThis.com, and Gina is spelled J-E-A-N-A. GinaGetsThis.com, and we'll link you on our website at PhilHewlettAndFriends.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Happy Father's Day.
There you go. See, I'm going to get a filter and what was the other thing? And some peace of mind.
You know, if I were to sign up for a service for my father for filters, there'd be a stack of filters in the garage.
Because it's your job to install them?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, Dad, look what I got you. Oh, great, more junk for the garage. Thanks. Yeah.
Hey,
appreciate that.
What do you think, Jen? The filter thing?
I think that's funny. That's a great idea because I know every time I go to the store to try to buy one of those things, I always come back with the wrong one.
The wrong size.
I do. I end up.
But you can always twist it in to make it fit, right?
I shove it in there so good, and I'm sure it doesn't work at all. But that's a brilliant idea.
Love it. All right. Not sure Dad's going to love it, but just the same, it was a good idea. Got the juices flowing here creatively. And we're going to go in a completely different direction next. Have we figured out yet what is killing all of our honeybees? You probably see them in your yard all the time. Maybe there's something you can do to help this important part of our ecosystem, and you'll hear about it next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I know you're buzzing for this next story here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. Since 2006, honeybees have been dying at unprecedented rates as scientists struggle to identify what's causing this. I want to bring in our next guest. She's made it her life's work now to advocate for pollinators like bees. She's the author of The Hummingbird That Answered My Heart's Calling. She's the owner of the company Benevolent, self-described natural journalist, known as the Pollinator Queen, and perhaps the longest title of anybody we've ever had on this program, Noelle Mead Izzy. Hello, Noelle.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yes, a pleasure, of course, because I've had this question forever. I have a small dog, and once a week she comes up and sniffs a dead bee and ultimately eats it, and then she gets sick. But that's not the real concern. The real concern is the bees are dying, and we don't know why. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, actually, we do know why. As you mentioned, colony collapse disorder, or vanishing bee syndrome, was discovered around 2006 in the U.K. Since then, there has been a worldwide dramatic rise in the number of beehive losses and a reduction of wild bees. Now, up until around 2012, scientists couldn't identify with certainty the cause of colony collapse disorder, or CCD. But several peer-reviewed independent studies were published showing that pesticides, which are known as neonicotinoids or neonics, are the primary cause of colony collapse.
Are these the types of things that we just use generally in on our lawn and in our garden, or is it more of an industrial thing?
Both. That's the sad thing. It's an industrial thing. And the Environmental Protection Agency won't address this until around 2018, which at that point might be too late. But even the consumer, as we go into most any store you can imagine that sells lawn products, is selling this stuff right off the shelf. You know, when you walk in and you buy a box of Roundup, you know, Roundup is a neonicotinoid that is killing the monarch butterflies. So you know, we've got a crisis here because big agriculture are using these neonics, and they're using them very aggressively. And then we have consumers that are completely unaware that are using them in their gardens, and they have no idea that when these bees and the butterflies are foraging, that they're being poisoned by these pesticides. And by the way, what's happening is it's moving up the food chain into the birds. So, you know, we have a crisis on our hands, and it really does need to be addressed.
All right. So is it being so you imply then that it's not being addressed? Is there anything that we can do to help?
Well, you know, obviously we have a purchasing power. The consumers have purchasing power. And there's also legislation out there. The Pollinator Protection Act is now being addressed in legislation on Capitol Hill. However, there are reasons why, you know, it's not being aggressively pushed. There's other things on the table. There's a lot of advocates out there for the pollinators, the Pollinator Protection Campaign. You can Google just about anything. So you can sign petitions that urge the movement of rectifying this problem. And as a consumer, as we go into the store, we have to be very aware of what we're purchasing. The best thing we can do as independent buyers is when we go in and start cultivating our lawns and our gardens this summer, we need to ask what the alternatives to regular chemical pesticides are. If we go into a local nursery as opposed to a big box store, you're going to get a lot more options and a lot more answers because there is a demand. People are starting to see that they have alternatives to regular pesticides. And the organics, I mean, if you go in and you ask for Captain Jack's Debug Brew, which is, you know, for bacteria.
Sounds like a great cocktail.
It is. It's a great cocktail, and it's organic. It doesn't harm the butterflies. If you buy organic Sluggo for snails, you can eradicate snails. If you use neem oil or for your aphids, neem oil is completely non-toxic. It's made from the nut from a neem tree, and you can actually drink neem tea. And one of the greatest...
Yeah, no thank you. I mean, all of this stuff sounds all fine and dandy, but I'm going to be honest with you, Roundup works. And Roundup really... I use it around the house. A lot of my friends use it around the house. It works. All of this organic stuff, usually you have to pay more for it, number one. And number two... You got to use more of it to get it to do the same thing Roundup does in about 15 minutes.
Actually, no, that's not true. So I would suggest trying these other organic alternatives because Captain Jack's is as good as Roundup. The problem with Roundup is, yes, it works, and yes, it's convenient, but it is that particular pesticide is killing the milkweed. Milkweed is the single only source of food for monarch butterflies. And the migration of monarch butterflies into Mexico this last year in 2013 was the lowest it had been in 20 years.
We're talking with Noelle Mead Izzy. She is the pollinator queen. And I want to get back to bees for a second because I think part of the problem, I suspect, mm-hmm. And perhaps you could talk about why bees are so important, is that people seem really nervous around bees. You see people swatting them, screaming when they see one. They get all freaked out. And the truth is you should just let the bee land on you. It'll realize in a minute you're not a flower and it'll fly away. But most people aren't wired that way. And it may be a societal thing, and we're working an uphill battle here because people on some subconscious level perhaps don't really care that much about bees, you know, thriving.
You know what? I like that you mentioned that. I actually had a conversation with a mother of a daughter who's allergic to bees probably about a half hour before I spoke with you. And we talked about that very thing. You know, she said, we have bees all over our backyard and, you know, my daughter's allergic. And so I said, but the answer isn't to kill the bee. The answer is to understand that everything in nature does not speak the English language. Everything in nature.
True. Yeah.
Okay. I'll agree with you on that one point.
Okay. So if you think about it, they can't hear when you say, I'm afraid of you. They can't understand when you say, I mean no harm to you. What they do is they pick up on energy, and animals in nature take fear as a sign of aggression. Just like you said, what we have to do is stay calm within the center of our energy. When people say dogs can sense fear, do you think that's not true? That's just
no. I think dogs sense fear certainly. And we were talking about this yesterday with animals versus chimpanzees and who's more in touch with their instincts. And, and certainly fear is part of the instinct channel. So all right. So let's go one more step here into how we can help. Are there some things we can plant in our yards to help the bees and the other pollinators thrive?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Well, okay. So if you want to help the honeybees in, say, midsummer, and you want to plant something that they would forage from but be safe, black-eyed Susans and fireweed and sunflower and lemon mint, any kind of citrus tree, even if you have a balcony or you have a condo and you don't have a yard and you just want to put it in, you know, a pot, any kind of citrus tree is wonderful for the bees. Rosemary, they love rosemary, prickly wild rose. California poppies are wonderful. These are all very, very easy plants to grow, and they contribute to the foraging of the bees. But what we have to do is we have to really be diligent in asking the question when we purchase the fertilizers, when we purchase the plants, have the neonicotinoids been used? The problem with these neonics is they're systemic and they're persistent.
Right.
Which means they last for years in the soil. And
understood. We're running out of time here. Noelle Mead, Izzy, your book is called The Hummingbird That Answered My Heart's Calling, and your company is Benevolent. Is there a website we can go to quickly to follow up with you?
Benevolent.com, BEE-NEVOLENT.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, opening our eyes and our ears to what's happening with the bees and how we can help, even if Jay doesn't agree with you.
That's fine.
All right.
That's all right. I agree with some hippies, just maybe not that one.
Okay. Hippies? Really?
Oh, yeah.
The hippies and the bees?
What'd she say? We got to remain our chakra? What? Core? Center? What now?
Well,
what?
You know, it's everybody's kind of...
People are too busy.
Yes. Well, you know what people are busy with.
What's that?
In Colorado? Chris, what are they busy with in Colorado?
They're busy with pot, Phil.
See, speaking of hippies.
Now you're a hippie, aren't you?
Colorado marijuana market boomed in April thanks to the 420 holiday. Tax collectors have released the statistics yesterday. 30,000 people flocked to Denver City Park. No numbers on how many of these people remember being there, but they did say that Colorado sold about $22 million worth of recreational pot in April, not to be outdone by medical weed, which sold about $32 million. They collected about $5.3 million in tax fees off these sales.
All right. Just one month. Hey, we'd love for your feedback at our email address, feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. At Twitter, we're at As We See It Show. Thanks for tuning in. For Jennifer, Jay, and Chris, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.